You're listening to Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.
You know, just before we get to 6 o'clock and farewell our regional listeners, Brendan Capriotti is going to join me. He's one of the founders of Hornography, which is a Perth metal music club founded some 6 months ago. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. What was he looking for? Hammer Smash Face by Cannibal Corpse. Oh, this old thing. Brendan Capriotti, good afternoon to you. Very nice to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, where does Cannibal Corpse lie in the pantheon of metal greats?
Yeah, they're up there. I'm a bit out of breath at the moment from that moshing session I just had to it. But yeah, they're up there. They've been around for a very long time. They were actually made popular by going on Ace Ventura Pet Detective movie. I think it was that one, and there was a performance on there, so they got pretty popular. But yeah, there's a whole...
That's pretty old now, is it?
It's getting there, yeah.
Tell me about Hornography.
Yeah, so we've just started that, as you said, about 6 months ago. Last Saturday of every month at the Boston in Northbridge, which is just next to Rosie O'Grady's. We get lots of people coming to check out bands as well as guest DJs, lots of giveaways, cheap drinks, all that sort of thing. It's been really popular.
What's the metal scene like in Perth as far as bands go?
Yeah, there's a big variety. I think today the listeners have been hearing all about the history of heavy metal and the different genres.
So yeah, and we've learned... That when you were 15 years old and in your bedroom and listening to this, that no bad came of it.
Absolutely not. I try to be a nice, friendly person.
There we are. It just proved the science. Go on, tell me more about the scene here.
So, yeah, there's death metal, black metal, folk metal, pirate metal, party violence metal.
You throw come on, art, what's folk it. Metal?
Folk metal. So people that like, there's keyboards and world instruments. So, yeah, world music mixed with heavy energy and aggression, I guess. So you might have Cannibal Corpse for 1 minute and then it goes into an acoustic passage with some violins or something. Big mixture of stuff, very interesting for all fans of all music.
Yeah, and is it fast evolving?
Yeah, absolutely, especially in Europe and America. Australia's always pretty close behind. And, people travel the whole world looking to watch their favourite bands.
What's interesting to you? Who are your favourite bands?
Oh, I like all sorts. The ones you've all spoken about today have been really good. Today I was listening to At the Gates, which is a Scandinavian melodic death metal band.
Okay.
You can have melody
melodic
death metal.
Melodic death metal?
Yeah, so melodies in the guitar lines, but it's still really heavy, quite catchy though.
Why is it so big in Scandinavia?
It's a good question. They were probably the originators, I guess, of that style of metal, but they had a big black metal thing back in the day, a scene which people may have seen in the new movie coming out called Lords of Chaos. And it's about all the church burnings and things that happened back then.
Yeah.
Which was very crazy, but it was, people were interested.
The imagery is very powerful.
It is.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Why is it?
I think people are just trying to be as creative as possible. So to play, that style of heavy music, it's the type of art you want to stand out from the pack. You want to be as extreme as you can. And whether that means just dressing like a bogan or wearing chainmail and Viking outfits, then... there's no rules.
And being as extreme as you can, to what end? Sorry, I sound a bit like the guy in the BBC in 1962 talking to the Beatles, and tell me why you play this music. But why the extremity? To simply go as far as you can go because that's what it's about?
Yeah, it could be the shock factor, just like a horror movie or a violent video game, or it could just be for a bit of fun. Just to have a good time, really.
The Good Professor reckons, because people say that if you listen to that kind of music and if you play a lot of video games, you become desensitized to the violence. And he says his research says that that's not actually true, that you're not pulling the same things out of the music as someone like me would pull out of it who doesn't know what it's about.
Sure. So, there's a few things there. One would be that the music sounds so heavy, you don't want to have lyrics about love or any Amy Winehouse lyrics mixed in there.
Yeah.
So you need to have something that's matching the sound of the guitars or whatever. But also people come from different upbringings. They might not have had a lot of love in their life growing up, so they don't want to hear songs about love. They want to hear artists that they can associate with more.
Hard edge?
Yeah, I think so. And meet like-minded people that have similar problems perhaps and make new groups of friends that way.
Yeah. Do you make new groups of friends who just collectively have lots and lots of problems and the whole thing is really downbeat? Or is it, as the professor said, that you are happy and you get something really valuable out of this?
Yeah, I'd go with the latter. That was just one small example. There's a lot of people that just love the vibe and the idea of everything, and it's a very positive environment to go to a local metal gig.
What should I wear if I go there? Don't worry, I won't be going, but what should I wear?
You can wear what you're wearing now, which is a Cannibal Corpse shirt, I can see. But honestly, there's a lot of black T-shirts, but you won't stand out if you dress differently. There's everyone from 18-year-olds to 70-year-olds, boys, girls, you name it. There's all sorts of walks of life.
And without judgment, is that part of it? Or is there sort of a hierarchy with this kind of music too, that if you like a certain kind of, you know, if I like folk metal, you know, the black metal people are looking at me going, who likes folk metal?
Oh, you might get that from time to time, but it would all be harmless fun. And if you walk in looking a bit out of place, people would come up to you and be happy and want to buy you a beer and ask you what you're doing there. And their eyes light up when they get to talk about their favourite style of music to you.
Yeah, fantastic. When were you first interested in it?
Probably when I was early teenager. My parents forced me into learning guitar. I didn't really like it for a lot of time, but eventually started playing some mad heavy riffs and fell in love with it, started going to all ages local gigs and, yeah.
And you love it as much as you ever did?
Yeah, absolutely.
And will you love it forever?
I'd like to think so. I can't see why I wouldn't.
What a pleasure to have you in this video and teach me a little bit about this. And the crowd at your gigs, they wear whatever they want, blokes, women, 17 to 70. This sounds perfect.
Engineers all the way to warehouse people or, you know, whatever.
How do you dance, Brendan?
I won't show you my moves in here, but generally
the room's not big enough, Brendan.
Involves your neck going back and forward in a fast motion, hair swinging around, jumping, looking like an idiot with no judgment.
Yeah, well, that just sounds like everyone else likes to be when no one's watching them. Brendan, I really appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, and thanks to everyone for listening about metal today.
Brendan Capriotti, one of the founders of Hornography, Metal Music Club, founded 6 months ago.